If you had a chest of drawers and a bed and so on, all of that is called
furniture.
Okay. What do you call the room where you sleep?
Bedroom.
Do you know of any other terms?
No.
Did you ever hear it called a chamber?
No.
Yes. Yes, I have.
What do you call the covering over the window that you can roll up or down?
Blinds or window shades, curtains.
Right. And what do you call the built-in area in your bedroom where you keep your clothes?
Closet.
And if you could move, if you had an area in there that you could move as a piece of furniture, what?
Ship robe or wardrobe.
All right. What is the area up above your ceiling, between your ceiling and your roof?
Loft.
Do you ever call it anything else, or hear anybody call it anything else?
Attic.
Attic.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe this room that we're in? What do you do in this room?
Cook.
Do you know of any other
cook room, kitchen?
Okay. Didn't you used to tell a story when I was little about somebody being found dead in a cook room? Seems that I remember something.
Yes. Used to, people had their kitchens built off from the house. And there was a man who went through the country. He was a detective. And he went through and stopped this place, spend the night. He asked if he could stay in the... There was two men there, and they told him they didn't have any room in the house, but they had a bed in the cook room. So he went in and spent the night, and a dog followed him in and went under the bed. So when he got in the bed, he heard this dog a-laughing, and he got up and lit the lamp and looked under the bed, and there was a dead man wrapped up in the sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So he sat in his chair with his gun across his lap till daylight. But three times there was two men come to the door talking.
Now who was this man that sat in the house in the chair?
Well, that was my uncle. That was James.
And he was sitting there all night long with a gun in his lap?
Yeah. So he left when it got daylight and went on and reported this to the sheriff. And I don't know the whole story because I was real small when I heard my mother tell it.
You said that somebody knocked on the door in the night. What was that?
Well, these two men, you know, come to the door and was talking and knocked on the door, but he didn't answer. But he was sitting in his chair with his gun across his lap. And that's as far as I know.
He didn't answer the door, so I figured that was the murderer.
They was planning on killing him, I suppose.
Mm. And you never knew why they killed the man?
And I don't even remember the man's name that was killed.
Yeah. But this cook room you're talking about, it was a separate part
from the main house.
Did you just have, you had to go out one door and into another to get to it?
You had to go, well, they used to have little sheds built from the main house to this cookhouse. Some did and some didn't. This one didn't. It was off